Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting third. The right fielder, George Staller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clary out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayo moves to third. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Staller moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Rulo reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Farrell and he is out. Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rulo hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a fly ball into right field. Stoller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wellage. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Virgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoller hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wellage. Clary reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Moncrief moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Lum Harris. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welledge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welledge. Burns reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-3 in the game. Stoller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moncrief settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgo hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.